Local alternative rock band Fairy Bones doesn't pull any punches. Upbeat and rebellious, the group is full steam ahead with a brand new album, 0% Fun. A mix of art rock, theatrical performance, and pop punk, the record showcases the band's ability to write catchy earworms driven by the unapologetic spirit and vocals of Chelsea Louise. The frontwoman joined us in the KJZZ studios to share the vision behind the latest album, and I started by asking her about some of the themes on the band's newest release.
I struggle with anxiety a lot. I think I come off confident and sort of kind of cool and collected, but like on the inside I'm like screaming like the whole time. Like right now I'm anxious about nothing. So I think that I wanted to like get that out in words. And I've said this before, but I think that singing and songs are like a special form of communication that is not, you can't replicate that in any other way. Like I love poetry and I read a lot of books and I love films, but they're all like different forms of communication. And I think that singing, it's really, really special and like super different. And it's sort of like writing a journal entry and then screaming it at people, which is sort of a weird thing to do.
It sounds cathartic.
Yes, but people connect to it. And I think that's super great. And I'm one of those people that likes to, if I'm sad, I'll put on Elliott Smith, like a really sad song, and just wallow. So I kind of hope this album is sort of like that. Like it can be your companion in like an anxiety time or a depression time, because there's a lot of anxiety and depression in it.
Okay.
So I don't want you to be more depressed, but I just want it to be like your depression companion.
So let's talk about Killing Me. It's the first single from the album. The video's out. It sounds to me like it's a pop song, and it's sort of about this line between caring and not caring, right? Like letting go of things, but also not really wanting to.
Mm-hmm. It's just hard. It's hard to let go of things, you know? Yeah, they define you sometimes, and you're like, who am I without this tragedy? You know what I mean?
Was that about a specific moment in your life, a tragedy?
No, it's not about specifically. I just think this last, like, 2017 was 100%, 0% fun. And it was just sort of about that year. Mm-hmm. Of just horrible things happening, not only to us or me, but the world at large. And I think, I hope it reflected in the song. We wanted it to be like dancing in hell. Like it's okay to be sad, but don't let it be the only thing you are.
Talking about how cathartic this album was to write and about some of the kind of really serious things that this is about, what's it like when you can get up on stage and perform this for people? Does that feel sort of like a big release, and how does the audience receive it?
I think that it should be, but right now it's not. Right now I'm feeling like really anxious when I get on stage, which is sort of a new feeling for me because I used to be, used to get up on stage and I used to sort of be like, and I don't love this word, but a safe space for me. And like nothing could hurt me. And I was connecting to people, and I have sort of a hard time doing that like one-on-one. So with the audience, it's like really fun. And sometimes they're singing the lyrics back at me, and that's like such a wild feeling. But lately I've been pretty anxious about getting on stage. So it's not sort of cathartic right now, but I think that it will become that. And I think it's just part of like the whole thing. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see in the future.
You said sometimes the audience will sing the lyrics back to you on stage. What are moments like that like for you as a musician who, I'm guessing, even in the tough moments, still likes to get on stage and communicate those things?
Oh, yeah. That is just such a crazy, crazy moment. After the release show, we had a release show. It was fantastic. We had a lot of people show up, and I was nervous nobody was going to show up. So we had people show up, and then people were singing the lyrics to No One Can Suffer Like I Can and Waiting from our first album and Pink Plastic Cups from this album. And that was, I was like, you guys know the words to this? Like, that's crazy. It's just so weird that people are at home listening to things that I wrote down. So when we got off stage, I said to the band, I was like, if nothing happens after this, like if we all hate each other tomorrow, we can say that we did the thing. Like, we did the thing that people dream about doing. We wrote the album, people know the songs, we had people come to a release show, and we did it. So if we all die tomorrow, this was a big accomplishment, and like, I could go happy.
That's Chelsea Louise, the frontwoman for Valley band Fairy Bones. To hear more of the band's music, go to our website at theshow.kjzz.org.